Cassidy and I are here under the bridge at Fresh Pond Reservation, January 22nd, 2008, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and we're going to look at some graffiti.
The railroad was chartered in 1846 and construction began from West Cambridge in 1847. By 1851 it reached the Fitchburg's main line at the downtown Waltham station, and the branch served as the main passenger line between Boston and Waltham.
Alright. Now, will it turn into a bramble hell? Or will it actually be amenable?
It was one of the few branch lines to be double-tracked, as the line saw quite heavy traffic, especially in the 1880s and 1890s.
So far, it's kind of pleasant. It's like your Urban Wilds alternate route, if you're going through Fresh Pond. You can have the immaculately groomed urban municipal park thing just right over here, or you can pretend you're a hobo from a lost era and follow a rail line that may have once carried the ordnance that powers battleships like the Arizona. Now, moldering away in Pearl Harbor as a monument.
But things went downhill once the Boston and Maine Railroad took over Fitchburg in 1900. Passenger service on the line ended in 1938 and the second track was removed by early 1940.
In 1991, about a half mile of track was abandoned on the west side of the line at Bemis, and the remainder of the line back to Waltham was abandoned in 2000.
Right, now it's getting a bit more residential. Oh, there's even graffiti on the old rusty rails. Not very good delivery, but it'll work. So we came from there, and this eventually takes you all the way over by Ringe Ave, Sherman Street, an old junction. And this is the continuation of my quixotic attempt to follow the Watertown branch line, at least to the point where it meets the Watertown city line. Because that's where we'll find Mount Auburn Cemetery. And this looks like it's totally tricked out for fat tire, breakneck, we don't care mountain biking. Good lord, it's very hemmed in with invasive Japanese knotweed. It's a perfectly degraded urban environment, essentially, in all its glory. That doesn't seem to deter the warblers. Peter's right, they're everywhere.
-me.1960_9.
Robin. And we've got sprinkles on what was supposedly to be a sunny day.
The railroad tracks are in such poor condition, trains would regularly derail at 3 miles per hour.
In May 2005, Guilford Rail Systems filed to abandon service, see Surface Transportation Board STB Docket AB 32, Sub No 98X, and AB 355, Sub No 32X.
The future status of rail service is in doubt.